All right, Kevin's frat. Kevin is co-hosting today. Sam Rayner is out. Before I even give the title of this, we were saying some pre-roll things, and I'm going to give the title, How to Be an Encouraging Church Member. And you got a little snotty over there and started saying a few things. So welcome back to the podcast. It's the third one you've done in a row during Sam's absence, and Sam will be back for the next one. But what did you mean by that, Kevin?
I just made the comment that this may not be the we might not be experts on encouragement, but at the same time, though you're not an expert of encouragement, you can be a student of something. And I'm very much a student. I know that I have areas to grow. My wife reminds me this regularly. It is something that as leaders, we have got to think of regularly. And it may not be a natural part of our character, but we can still be genuine in it. I think it's something that we can still work towards and be on top of my man.
Let's you and I just stop and let's let Amy J have a monologue for 22 minutes. How about that? She's in the background over there in the Richmond area and never voices anything. Maybe we should just let her take over. Sam's out. The other Rainer needs to be out. Maybe Spratt needs to be wiped off the scene too for a while.
Yeah, I think she has the ability to kick us both off of this meeting because she's the host technically. And so I think she could probably kick us off this conversation.
Well, we want to thank you for being a part of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. Yes, I've introduced myself. I'm Tom Rayner, but also here with Kevin Spratt. Sam has been out for 3 episodes. From our perspective, it's one day because we record 3 at a time. But for those of you who are listening, you're saying, where's Sam? Well, he was gone for an hour and a half. That's why he's missed three podcasts. We thank our sponsor, Southeastern Seminary. So appreciative of the degree program. Well, they have 40 different degree programs, but they have the 37-hour Master of Arts in Church Revitalization that we do together, we being Church Answers and Revitalize Network. They also make available to you for free, and you can see that as a downloadable, the Church Future Indicator. You can look at all the show notes to find out about that, and Southeastern Seminary, the SEBTS.edu. Where are you going, Southeastern? We'll get you there. Anytime you start off the theme of encouragement, we have to tell the story of Stephanie Jackson.
Yeah, and I didn't have the pleasure of knowing Stephanie like the rest of the team knew Stephanie, and definitely an inspiring story for sure.
Stephanie joined Church Answers, and Amy J, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to say 2 to 3 years ago. I mean, if you know differently, you can show me. But 2 to 3 years ago, and she came on to Church Answers with the greatest sense of humility and the epitome of encouragement, just total and complete encouragement. And she was, and by the way, we're saying wise because Stephanie died a couple of weeks ago from this podcast. She fought a valiant battle with cancer. She left a little boy and her husband. And you know, just that part is heartbreaking. And it was heartbreaking to her. She knew that she was dying to deal with that reality. And up until the point that she was really no longer conscious, she was encouraging people at Church Answers. And it was only when she was no longer able to communicate that she stopped being an encourager. And if you saw Stephanie Jackson at Church Answers Central, and we'll put the show notes where you can join Church Answers if you're interested in going there. If you saw any of her comments, any of her posts, I mean, that lady always encouraged. And she would start off, Kevin, I don't know if you remember this, but she would start off and say, I am so glad you asked that question. It's a great question.
I don't remember that, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Incredible lady. When she died, to my knowledge, maybe a few people knew her in person that lived in the North Carolina. I lived in the Wake Forest area where she was. But to my knowledge, most of us had never seen her in person. I've seen her on some coaching calls, and so I've seen her on the screen, but I've never seen her in person. But what was absolutely amazing was the number of people that were grieving her death. They were, pastors were saying, I can't believe I just started crying when I heard Stephanie died.
And she did such a great, she did such a great job too of praying for people and just being there as a support system. I mean, Church Answers is such a great network and community of people anyway. And she definitely, from what I observed, just as a newbie coming in, was just how encouraging she was, but just how much of a cheerleader she was really for everybody there on the platform. And
she loved the local church. She absolutely. Just absolutely loved local church. I have a book coming out with in 2021, Tyndale, called Where Have All the Church Members Gone? Won't get into all the details about it, but one of the things I talk about are the encouraging church members, the ones who are holding the church together. And if there's one thing, if there is one thing a church member can do that will be a major contribution to the church right now, and that's to be an encouragement to other members, to be an encouragement to the pastor, and to be an encouragement to the staff. Please believe me, the staff and the pastor, they have plenty of critics. You don't need to worry about them joining if they have a dearth of critics. There are always plenty of people who want to tell them how to do it better. They need encouragers, and that's why I love the story of Stephanie Jackson. At Church Answers, we love the local church, and we want to talk about how to help the church be healthier, but really we want to talk to you church members now. So I hope that many of you pastors and other church leaders will point your church members to this podcast and say, hey, you really want to help this church? Listen to what Rainer and Spratt had to say. And I had to bring up the story of Stephanie Jackson. Really, in many churches, the encouragers are the heart of renewal in churches, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a biblical thing, right? Like Christ said that we are new creations. And so, you know, it just makes sense to tie that to scripture and to tie and say, hey, if we're going to be a people who believes in the message of the gospel and believes in Christ, that Christ changes us, our hearts have to be renewed. And I think encouragement starts there. And I think that, you know, we get encouraged by Christ, hopefully on a regular basis, whether it's through our quiet times in prayer and scripture reading. But, you know, having a real sense of the gospel and how it renews us and to be thankful for that, we should be spreading that message easily and regularly to those around us, whether it be to our members or to pastors. Because, you know, for all the faults that the people around us might have, we've got to realize we've got a lot of the faults as well. And reaching out and loving people in grace and in love is just a part of who we're called to be. And it's what changes us because of the gospel. So,
and so maybe a typical church member, or a leader for that point, a pastor, but we're talking to church members, ask this question: how? What if I'm not a natural Barnabas? What if I'm not a natural encourager? What if I'm a person that typically sees the glass half full and point that out to other people? What do I do? I've had the same question asked of me about evangelism. I'm not natural at that. You know, what do I do about that? And I have the same answer for both of them. If you want to be an encourager, pray that you'll be an encourager. Pray for that disposition and opportunity. If you want to share the gospel, pray for opportunities to share the gospel, and you'll have the disposition of an evangelist. So if you want to have the disposition of an encourager, pray for that daily. And do things that are active. If Sam Rainer were here, I would get him to talk about our co-host. I would get him to talk about his handwritten letters. He's always done that. Makes me sick. he's so good at it. And he has a discipline of handwritten letters, and every single letter is an encouragement to someone, typically in his church.
Well, and that's huge, and that's probably just a huge part of Sam's character and just who he naturally is, and that's how he communicates. And he's an extrovert, unlike two people on this podcast that I know of right now.
Oh boy, is he an extrovert! Remember the podcast he did where I didn't get to ask a question?
I think you got a soda or something like that, or a sandwich. And,
But nobody missed me. He was, you know, I wanted to tell him breathe, but yeah, he likes to talk.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's definitely one of those things that has to be genuine. You got to pray for that disposition. No question about it. It's something that I have to pray for on a regular basis. I had somebody tell me one time that, they didn't think that I would be as compassionate if I hadn't had, a kid in the NICU. And I can definitely tell the difference in before and now, just going through that one life experience, it becomes part of your characteristics.
You also had a sister die in an automobile accident too.
Yeah. So those things are life-changing life circumstances, and they definitely impact you in different ways. And so I think this kind of leads to your next one, where I'm way more conscious of it now at 37 than I was, at 29. And it's something that I've had to work on. One of the intentional ways that I've tried to encourage people is, much like you, Dr. Rainer, my email becomes my checklist and my task list of things to do. And there's this great feature on Gmail called the snooze button. I have about a dozen guys that I get emails with about through the week that reminds me to pray for them or to text them. And until I snooze right, again.
Tell me about the snooze button. I don't know about it. Tell me about it.
So the snooze button in the email, I just put their name. I email myself, and I put their name in the subject line. And then, so I'll pray for them, but I'll fire that email off and I'll snooze it again when it comes back around.
You mean send it later?
You can send it later. You can actually snooze emails now. So you can hit the snooze button and they come back later in your inbox.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They come back later in your inbox.
Yeah. So you can have them recurring. So like I hit the snooze button for three or four pastors that I'm really close to here in the Lexington area. And that's my reminder to pray for them, but it's also my reminder just to check in on them and see how they're doing. And so I hate that I have to have a system for that, but if I don't have a system, I won't do it.
That's the point that we're talking about. Create some type of intentionality. Create something where if I did that, and I'm going to have to check out the snooze button. If I did that and it hit my email, you know what I'd do? I'd stop life and do it.
Exactly.
In my inbox.
Exactly.
Amy J, I know you're not going to come on verbally, have you ever noticed how I like to have a clean inbox? That was an affirmation of multiple head shakes. Yes. I mean, so if I put it in my inbox, I may have to encourage someone to get it out of my inbox.
That's exactly right. That's my philosophy behind it.
What a disposition. I got some in my inbox. Let me encourage someone to get it over.
But it's a Google Sheet for me. Sometimes I really like Google Sheets, but it's my checklist. It's how I for sure make sure. And I think what's important about being intentional, you got to be intentional to do it, but you've got to also be intentional in who you're encouraging and what that person wants to receive. I mean, it goes back to the love languages from Dr. Gary Chapman. Mm-hmm. You've got to know the people that you're encouraging. What's that?
I wish I had written that book.
I mean,
it's always on the bestseller list.
It's always on the bestseller list. And he's got like 50 versions of it or something like that. I mean, how to love your kids, how to love your spouse. I mean, there's all kinds, but you know, there's those five things: gift giving, sarcasm is not on that list though. I'm sorry, Dr. Rainer.
I think affirmation is words of affirmation.
Yes, words of affirmation, gift giving, words of affirmation, service, time, and
touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Service, time, and touch. And you know, so you've got to know who you're leading, right? You've got to know how they best receive that. And it's all dependent upon your relationship with them too. But you know, how I encourage our team is extremely different than how I encourage my kids and how I encourage the people around me. So the other people around me, like members of a church. So
of our team members, do you virtually hug Jess Rainer?
I do not. I'm not online with him as much as I am some of the other team members.
Yes. He's kind of part-time. Well, just to let you know, you need to give him a virtual hug. He's a Rainer and he's really into
it. I'll do my best next time I hear from him.
Or try Art, you know.
Where's Art?
Where's Art? Give him a virtual hug. But again, your point in all of this is if it's not natural, make it ritual.
Yep.
If it's not natural, make it ritual. And that can be the case for evangelism. And the ritual may be praying. I don't want to make praying ritualistic, but the ritual may be praying for the opportunity. The ritual may be the snooze on Gmail that I just found out about. I'm kind of excited, other than there's going to be things in my inbox I'm going to have to take care of, and hope I do it with the right heart other than just a checklist item. But create some type of intentionality and just see what God will do for you to be an encouraging church member. After you encourage someone, pray for them. So write a letter. This is what Sam does. He takes a short time of prayer for that person. So it's not just a human-centered effort. It's a God prayed for effort.
Yeah.
So
that's huge. Huge. And I think, for me, you know, it's texting people and then praying for them as I'm texting them or whatever. But yeah, I think the heart behind that is just, you know, showing God's love for them. And, you know, sometimes it's the hardest to pray for those people that you might not love the most. And the Lord can definitely, if you're praying for that person, the Lord can definitely change your heart about that person as you're praying for them.
Yep. Yep. I guess that is a good segue to the sixth and final point, seek nothing in return. And that would definitely be true if you're praying for, I'll use the word enemies, but just antagonists or whatever you want to call them. If you're praying for them, I guess what you're doing is you're asking God to bless them, but you're trying to change your own heart as well. Because when you pray for someone, you are really changing your heart and your disposition toward them.
Well, absolutely. And I guess when I read this point, I was also thinking too, like just exercising the encouragement muscle. I'm encouraged when I'm able to encourage somebody, because ultimately when, you know, if you're sending a card, that's kind of a delayed reaction, right? So you got to drop that card in the mail. They've got to get it. They've got to open it up. And when you're in Lexington, it takes about 10 days to get something across town, but we won't go there for us this podcast. But you know, there is
your mail system.
Oh, it's horrible here in Lexington. I mean, we sent something, our volunteers ministry sent something to my wife on a Monday for what would have been the following Sunday. She didn't receive it for 2 weeks. I mean, it was crazy. But anyway, but there is a little bit of self, I don't want to be selfish in this because you're not seeking anything in return, but ultimately when you encourage somebody, they will respond at some point or another, whether it's, hey, just thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's what I needed for the day. And by encouraging somebody, you can be encouraged too in that same moment. Just recognizing somebody and brightening up somebody's day is I think infectious as well. So, you know, me texting somebody, whether I hear from them immediately or, hey, thanks, how are you doing? You know, typically there's some interaction back and forth and it's always positive. And so, I get your point, not being completely self-seeking, but it can be beneficial to you as well.
Well, it's okay to be beneficial as long as you're building up.
Right. Exactly.
You're building others up. It is good to be beneficial for yourself. One of the greatest encouragers that I hear from on a regular basis is Kevin Ezell, the president of North American Mission Board. And Kevin will send me a text on occasion. He'll give me a call. And it's just thinking of you, no agenda. In fact, when I was president of Lifeway, the first thing he would put in the text is, nothing's wrong. You know, because we all have this hypersensitivity in the positions that I had and he has. Where, okay, who's after us this time? You know, who's going to say thing? He'd start off the text with, nothing's wrong. And so I usually would breathe easily when I just see a text come in from Kevin Ezell, because I knew that if he's texting, he's probably encouraging. Mm-hmm. I could tell about some other people if I saw their text come in, I had the immediate cringe factor. Oh my goodness, you know, what's going on there? But with Kevin Ezell, it was always encouraging. So this is how we think about how we began and ended this podcast. We began with the story of Stephanie Jackson, who went to be with the Lord just a few weeks ago. We just went through that story, and then we ended up with the story of Kevin Ezell, who is a perpetual encourager. What does that tell you, audience? That tells you that the people that bring the most enthusiasm and encouragement to our lives are the Stephanie Jacksons and the Kevin Ezels of the world. They're the ones that are making a difference in our lives. So church member, think about becoming an encourager for your pastor. Think about becoming an encourager for other church members. At my church in West Bradenton, Florida, again, just for the uninitiated, I spent some of my time in Bradenton, Florida, and most of my time in the Nashville area. But where Son Sam is the pastor, the usual co-host of this, there's a lady named Margaret. And the first thing that I want to do when I go to a worship service is I want to find Margaret. She's a senior adult. She's more senior of adult than I am. But she's a senior adult, probably 15 to 20 years senior, I would guess. And the reason I want to be around her, she's just going to encourage me. And it's not false encouragement. She looks for the good in people and she brings it out by pointing it out. So you can do that, church member, as a part of the body of Christ. And you can do that for your pastor, your fellow church members and staff members and other those who are on a part of the body of Christ. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. I am Tom Rayner. I've been joined by Kevin Spratt, the Vice President of Church Answers. Sam Rayner will be back with you in future podcasts. He's taking a break for three of them, but he will be returning. We always thank Southeastern Seminary for their sponsorship. We're loyal to them. They're loyal to us, and we just love what they're doing. And just a reminder, we are launching a new website, and the new website is at churchanswers.com. You say, is that new? Well, it's the consolidated site of tomrayner.com and churchanswers.com. And I'm not sure exactly the timing of this podcast, but it either will have been released or will be released very shortly. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. And we'll have a big announcement, if we haven't had it already, by the time you hear this podcast. As always, thank you for being a part of Rayner on Leadership. Subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and always join us together at churchanswers.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.